I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have any being. May the words of my mouth and the meditation be pleasing to him, for my joy shall be in the Lord, as we heard today in our psalm. Waidwatapu, waidwatapu, tomo mai. Waidwatapu, waidwatapu, tomo mai. Ko koe rā I hoa te mana nui. Waidwatapu, waidwatapu, tomo mai. You'll have to stay awake till the end of the sermon to hear what I said in English. Just to give a quick explanation of what happened this morning. I wasn't aware that Jean had passed this morning until I came to church. And here we are on Pentecost. It's all about the fire. It's all about the dove. It's all about so many things. And I thought, what a befitting tribute to her to light a candle in her memory today. And to acknowledge that, though they're not here physically amongst us, their spirit lives amongst us. Their absence is felt. And that's what we believe in our culture. Whenever we stand in front of an audience or a crowd, we always acknowledge God first, and then we acknowledge those we can't see anymore, and we bring them amongst us. And then we turn to those who are sitting in front of us, the faces of many who have gone before us and whose shoulders we stand upon as Christians in this ever-changing, chaotic world. And so that's our culture. Those are our customs when we stand in front of people. That's the order of things. And certainly being here in Australia, there's a little bit that's put aside to also acknowledge, as an Indigenous person, those who are Indigenous to this land, who are the caregivers and stewards of all things of creation here. Long before many of us ever came here, they were here. And so, hence, taking a bit of a time before we got into our formal service today to pause and do that, and to allow those who've gone beyond the veil to feel that they can be amongst us as we celebrate Pentecost today. And I think it's generally true when we think of Pentecost that people are always looking to improve and to change their lives for the better. After all, that's why there are so many adverts for diet and exercise products. Lots of people out there trying to change their appearance for the better. People are always looking to improve and to change for the better. Isn't that why people go to school? Isn't that why people continue to train in the workplace? People want to be changed for the better. Think for a moment about what it is about yourself that you would like to change. Take this opportunity here in Pentecost to have that reflection. If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Is it the way you look? I could do with probably a haircut. Something to do with your health? Something to do with your level of expertise on a certain subject? If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? Surely, everyone is able to think of something. Well, it's not just us who want change. God is interested in change too. Interested in changing us all. Today is Pentecost, or as otherwise known as Whit Sunday. And as we take a look at what happened on Pentecost many years ago, we see that God changed many people's lives. And as we learn about these things, we will see that God is also interested in changing us. There are certain things about us that God wants to change. Two major changes took place on that first Pentecost. Change number one was what happened to the disciples. We're all familiar with the story we heard from Acts, We know that the disciples believed in Jesus as their Saviour, but they were still very confused about all kinds of different things. They still didn't fully understand Jesus' mission, why he had come to earth. They'd just seen him ascend into heaven, confirming their faith in his divinity, but leaving them with so many unanswered questions about what should happen next. They were confused, and as a result, they were timid. They weren't confident about sharing the gospel with others. How could they, if they didn't fully understand it? But then Pentecost came. The disciples were together when the sound of a blowing wind came down from heaven. What seemed to be tongues of fire settled on their heads. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And what happened? They began to speak in foreign languages they had never learned before. A crowd gathered, people from all over the world, as we heard Debbie's reading today, and that crowd listened as the disciples preached the gospel. The Apostle Peter stood up and addressed the crowd. He gave a beautiful sermon that God, the Holy Spirit, inspired him to preach. A sermon that converted 3,000 people in one day. So you see the extent of the changes that took place on Pentecost. No longer were the disciples confused. Now they understood the plan of salvation completely. No longer were they timid. Now they were confident, speaking publicly. Look at Peter. 2 months earlier, he was so afraid that he denied Jesus. Not once, not twice, three times. Now, he's speaking to the crowd with confidence and understanding that he had never had before. There was another change that took place on Pentecost, and you could argue that this change was more spectacular than what happened to the disciples. After Peter preached his sermon on Pentecost, 3,000 people came to faith and were baptized. We don't know much about these people, but we do know that Jerusalem was packed with people because of the Jewish festival of Pentecost. Jews from all over the Roman Empire came. 3,000 of them who were not Christians, who did not believe in Jesus Christ, were changed that day. Their whole way of looking at God, at themselves, at the world, at eternal life, everything changed. The Holy Spirit was the one who converted those 3,000 people that day. Now, these people knew that they were at peace with God. Pentecost can be summed up in one word, and that word is change. We see the change that took place in the disciples and the change that took place in those 3,000 people. Our world today needs change. There are so many people who do not believe in Jesus Christ, who do not seem to believe in anything. There are nominal Christians who can't bring themselves to make any real commitment to Christ and his mission. And there are so many committed Christians who are like those disciples were before Pentecost, confused, timid, and unable to share the faith. We need the Holy Spirit to come to us and change us. Our problem is, although we all have things we'd like to change about ourselves, at the same time, we resist change. We don't think we as a whole person needs to be changed. Just perhaps little bits of us. I'm all right the way I am, we say to ourselves. What do I need to change about myself? The answer is, a lot. Yes, it's true. We are Christians, but we still have sinful habits that we don't want to get rid of. We still have moments when we can be selfish. We still have moments when we completely misunderstand what God is telling us. And we still have moments when we fail to share our faith because we're too timid. It is true that we are Christians, but we still need to change. We still need to become more and more the people that God wants us to be. Not who we want ourselves to be, who God wants us to be. We need to ask ourselves if we are happy to keep tinkering with the bits of ourselves that we want to change, or if we are ready to commit to changing our very being. Are we ready to make way for the Holy Spirit to do transformative work in our lives? Because this is what the Holy Spirit does. It happened in a miraculous, unusual way on that very first Pentecost. Today, it happens as we spend time reading and hearing the Word, as we pray, as we take communion. That's how the Holy Spirit changes people, changes us, turning us more and more into the Christian that God has intended us to be. If you could sum up Pentecost in one word, that one word would be change. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. See, I wasn't swearing and I was paying attention to the songs we were singing today. And so I pray, may the Holy Spirit continue to work in us, to change us, to fan into flame the fire that is in each one of us. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.